Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in, listeners, now 96.5 WCMF Rochester's Classic Rock. Z-Rock 103 in Lexington, Kentucky. And who could forget our good friends at 94.7 KZND, Alaska's Rock Alternative in Anchorage, Alaska. Speaking of the head chef in the house today, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the taste of Alaska, some delicious moose bolognese
and
steak
Ted pointed
and ground
out,
moose four.
I'm going to start calling it moussinaise.
Ted pointed out, it is the moose that you saw from the intro of the classic television series, mm-hmm. Northern Exposure. So
yeah.
If you remember that moose walking around, we're about to eat him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a moose knuckle roll on the side, which yes. is kind of like a split roll, also being served. And we do have some...
That's a Ted's specialty, the moose knuckle. And in place of lady fingers in the dessert.
And we do have some delicious...
Who needs lady fingers when you got moose knuckles?
We do have some delicious beer, by the way.
Watch your allergy that it contains nuts.
From Alaskan Brewing Company. So yeah, the taste of Alaska, as we like to call
yes.
it. Coming up, we're not going to the Paris and laughing at the guy in the OP shorts.
No.
Oh no. No, we're tasting it right here in the studio. No Way Sherlock is back. Profile this coming up, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Abby. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Oh,
Hola! Abby, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Abby.
You breathe heavy.
Yeah. What's going on there? You doing a
I'm
training
sorry?
Run? Are you doing a training run? What's going on?
No, I'm at home.
Okay. Abby, men's room poll. You got to pick a new pet to keep in your room. Will it be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
A rooster.
All right, you're taking the rooster. Are you standing
yeah.
in front of a fan?
No.
What is the...
There's a TV going. Do you want me to turn it down?
That would be great, if you don't mind.
That's not the TV. You think that's the TV?
That's
you guys turn all this TV and stuff down.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn it down.
Yeah. Turn it down!
Turn
down now,
damn
it. Get out of the house. Go play. Do something. Walden, hear my nose breathing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you ready for
Hello?
Your question? Hi. Yeah, we're
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, it's definitely the TV. All right. What is a particle of light called?
A particle of light?
A particle of light.
Oh my gosh.
Just guess anything.
I'm sorry?
So just go ahead, just guess anything. Hemoglobin, globin.
Hematobin.
UV?
Hematoxin. Do you have any guess?
Proper gas.
Is it UV rays?
UV. I see what you're saying. My bad.
UV.
No.
Okay.
Any guesses?
Say it again. What's a particle of light called?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Photon.
Oh.
Photon. Yeah.
You know, like if you have friends over and you don't really have a spare bedroom, but you've got that one couch that folds out, a photon.
Also, the first name of a wide receiver somewhere. All right, here is your question. The Treaty of Paris, signed in 1783, formally ended what war?
What year was it?
1783. Same year Larry King lost
World
his
War
virginity.
I?
Wow.
Well, I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, don't be sorry, man. Mm-hmm. It's all good.
The American Revolution.
I knew that.
No, you didn't know that. That's why you said World War One.
I know, but you have now that backwards. Once you say it, it comes back.
Well, I know a lot of things most people tell me.
If I say it, it'll come back, is that what you're saying?
How old am I? I don't know, 23?
Oh, no.
24. Now I know that.
There's a lot of things I don't want to say if they'll come back.
All right, here is your question. In what decade was the wreck of the Titanic discovered officially?
They were searching for a downed submarine, apparently.
No. Officially.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. It was 1870. I have no idea.
Oh, no, it
hadn't even sailed yet in 1870, for the record.
Settled, what, 1912?
I'm really bad at this.
It's okay, James Cameron. It's his fault. I screwed it all up.
1970s?
No, 80s. 80s?
Yeah, it was 1985. All right, here's your question. What's the name of the bar on Family Guy that Peter and his friends frequent?
The Broken Stool.
Close. The Drunken Clam.
Clam, yeah. He always just calls it the Clam.
Yeah. Well, it's the Drunken Clam, all right? To be formal.
My bad.
Your question. Who lived at 0001 Cemetery Lane?
Movie character, television character, what?
Both.
Okay.
0001 Cemetery Lane?
Yeah, not to be confused with 0003 Cemetery Lane. That's Sheila.
I don't know this one.
Miles?
No idea.
Adam's Family.
Oh, the Adam's Family.
Adam's Family.
Oh,
I remember MC Hammer saying about them.
That's my first exposure.
Yeah, exactly.
MC Hammer. He taught me so much.
Yeah, the family.
All right. What is the lowest hand that beats a straight in poker? It's the lowest hand you can have to beat a straight.
One pair, two pairs. A four of a kind? No, full house. It's full house.
Flush.
It is flush.
Flush. Oh,
flush. That's how I was touching my cheeks.
Oh, I thought you were tearing up.
I'm getting flush.
I see. I went with like flush the toilet.
That's what I was thinking.
See. Yeah.
Oh, man, get your charade.
You notice all the remnants in that back stall today?
I did.
I have not been in there.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
I don't know if they beached a whale or what.
I feel like you have nostrils the size of soup bowls. All right, here's your question.
Okay.
Sherwood Forest.
Jesus.
Sherwood Forest.
Just pull the phone away from your mouth.
No.
Abby, are you a mouth breather or a nose breather?
Nose breather.
Do the mouth breathing then. There you go.
What?
Just breathe out of your mouth now. So just for the phone call, use the mouth to breathe only. We'll see if there's a difference. I'm just curious.
Soup bowl.
If this is coming out of your nostrils or your mouth. So on this segment, breathe out of your mouth.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. Just focus on it. Don't even listen to the question.
See, no difference.
I don't know what's going on.
All right, here's your question.
All right, sorry, one more question. Abby, how old are you?
16.
All right,
okay,
all right. My niece is 16. I felt like I was talking to my niece.
Yeah, okay.
Super Bowls. All right, here's your question. Sherwood Forest is home to what character?
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh!
Winnie the Pooh.
It ever bothered you that Winnie the Pooh didn't wear pants? That's not right, and that's no way to go through life.
Robin Hood.
That's how I spend my Sundays.
The guy who makes the flour.
Eating honey? Pants.
Covered in Robin Hood flour.
Yes.
I still contend bear life is great. Sleep a ton.
No, I really...
Eat berries.
All right, there's your question. What country is Ibiza a part of? Technically, I guess it's pronounced
what?
Ibiza, but I...
Ibiza?
Like Ibiza. The...
It's kind of a vacation
Ibiza.
Island.
Mm-hmm. You got to put a little lisp in it if you want to say it correctly.
If you don't know this at your age, it's probably a good thing.
That's, I don't know.
All right, good.
Spain,
yeah.
Question 10, Abby.
You said a vacation island. Like, what? That is a party island.
Question number 10.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to know this. I actually knew this, which surprises me. What ship was commanded by Jack Sparrow?
Actually, I don't know this one.
I want to say, I think I saw parts of one of the movies, but based on commercials I've seen, the name of the ship is part of the title of one of the later ones, I think.
Oh my gosh.
All right, yes. Question 11.
Black Pearl. And either Robin got the answer right, or she just gave me a new nickname.
It's hard to tell with her.
It's going down, Black Pearl.
Jesus.
All right.
What is going on over there?
All right. Oregon's Mount Hood is located in what mountain range?
What?
Mount Hood. Oregon's Mount Hood is located in what mountain range?
Right below us.
I'm sorry. I was talking to someone. Mount Hood was part of what range?
What mountain range, yeah.
Abby, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
We're here in it.
Yeah, I mean, we're
in it.
We are in Seattle. We're about as close as you can be to this mountain
range.
Yeah,
if you look west, you see them.
Yeah.
Or no, east, my bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't even want to tell you. You're going to be heartbroken when I tell you this.
The Cascades. Have you ever heard of the Cascades?
Yes, I have heard of the Cascades.
Okay. Abby, we're going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a commercial break. You went 12 questions deep.
Hang on.
Let me ask you a question real quick, Abby, before we put you on hold. What is your best category in anything?
You know, I don't know. There were some questions before the ones you gave me that I knew, but there's no real category. I'm pretty good at, like, movies, I guess, except Jack Sparrow and Robin Hood. But.
Okay.
All right. Not Black Pearl.
That's pretty funny. I'll give you that.
Right. Abby, hold the line, man. Yeah. We'll get back to you here in a minute. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Catch me potatoes. Going up, the head chef has the taste of Alaska. Another round of Noah Sherlock on the way. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA. We have Abby on the line. Abby's working on a painful 12th question.
I'm probably the biggest dummy.
You're yet. Close. You got time.
No. You keep working on it, man.
What's the magic number?
Don't you worry about it. You just try to get one right.
We'll let you know.
We don't want you to strive for greatness.
We'll let you know when you get close. All right. What three birds are slapped together to create a turducken?
A turkey, duck, and hen.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes! Thank God!
Come on.
Wow.
It wasn't the TV. She has people turn down the TV. It's like, nah, she's breathing. And you knew it was her nose.
Yeah.
That wasn't mouth. Mouth breathing has a distinct sound, man. That was nose breathing.
I tried to.
You did your best.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Let's go to Kentucky. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Matt.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Matt, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Matt. Matt, our Men's Room poll. Pick a new pet to keep in your room. Will it be a ball python, rooster, tarantula, or possum?
I think I'm going to have to go with the ball python.
You're going
to
go ball python. Okay. Is this Matt who works at Jim Beam?
It absolutely is. And okay. By the way, Ted, yesterday you were right. We are Wildcats.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
I knew it.
Kentuckians.
Hey, Matt, shoot me an email. Steve and I have a dumb idea that it might involve buying some barrels of Jim Beam, empty ones, from you guys.
Oh, empty? I'm out.
Can you do that? Can you like, get
absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely.
You can get us the actual barrel.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'll get you an email here in a little bit.
Thank okay. you in advance.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Otherwise, Miles is going to shoot you with an arrow.
That's right. In the other shoulder. You know what yeah. I mean? Equally out.
All right. Here is your question. What term was coined in 1983 to market the Gavilon SC portable computer?
Gavilon.
What?
Beyond me. I have no idea.
They coined a term to help market this new portable computer.
PC?
Laptop.
Laptop.
Oh,
laptop.
I see. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Laptop. That joke's so funny to me.
That's what that'd be to me, right?
Yeah, laptop. Yeah,
laptop.
Woo! Good night.
Pay extra for that. All right. Here is your question. What style of beer is used to make a black velvet cocktail?
I'm going to say a dark beer.
It is a dark beer.
Pick a style, I would guess.
Yeah.
Bavarian?
I'll say porter.
Stout. Yes. But there's two beers in it. Is it a black velvet stout and cider? Or is it stout and harp?
But a cider wouldn't be a beer. Cider's a cider.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. That's why they even call it cider.
All right, it's a malted beverage.
All right, what is tattooed on Popeye's arm?
Oh, it's an anchor in USN.
All right. Very good. Good job.
Well done.
Man.
Well
nice
done.
Work. Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the game?
Oh, let's talk to Damonte. Hello, Damonte. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola.
Hola. Damonte, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
Sober.
Jesus.
Damonte, spell that for me. Your name, spell it.
D-E-M-O-N-T-E.
Damonte. All right. Like almost like the delicious ketchup. All right, Damonte. Yeah. Men's room poll. Pick a new pet to keep in your room. Will it be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
A rooster.
A rooster?
Really? A rooster?
Yeah, I want to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know?
Okay. All right. I dig it, man.
It's like buying an alarm clock.
But you can't really hit snooze.
Uh-huh.
What do you do to this? Hit it with a shovel, hope it wakes up 5 minutes later? I mean,
it might be a permanent snooze.
Right. You have to hit it just right. All right, your question. According to Donald Trump, he says he's only read two books in his life. One of them is his own book, The Art of the Deal. What is the other book?
Lord of the Rings?
As much as you would think he's read Lord of the Rings, it is Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler.
Ah.
It's his own admission. He has read two books, The Art of the Deal and Mein Kampf. Did I say that right, Robin?
Mein Kampf? Kampf?
I don't know. She was
Kampf. You got it.
My God.
That's a love story, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it is.
It is. Between him and his cousin.
Oh, do they still even print that?
I'm sure you could find it, but I'm not sure if they're actively printing. I don't know.
Which
I haven't looked for it on Amazon yet.
You know that Hitler, like Mao Zedong, like all these famous dudes that like basically genocide a bunch of people, but yeah. They all read The Prince by Machiavelli.
I know. But he didn't have the best reputation.
Yeah.
All right, your question.
Pac's still alive.
Lee Harvey Oswald was charged with killing police officer J.D. Tippit and what other person?
JFK.
Nice job, Damonte. Very good. Okay. Game is Big Dummy 844-999. Ola, do we have a brand new contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Alex. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Alex.
Hola.
Hola.
Alex, you sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Alex. Welcome to the program.
You make it sound like sorry, not sorry.
What a poll we have for you. Pick a new pet to put in your room there, Alex. Will it be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
I'm going to go with the python.
I'm going to go python. We're pretty close here on votes today on our poll.
All right. Here's the question. Yeah, I mean, they could go anyway. The possum.
That one vote for the possum.
I know, but that's a stupid vote. It's a possum.
I like the possum.
Like I said, it's a stupid
vote. I'm hanging out with them.
If you were to come over to my house, what would you want to see the most? A possum, a tarantula, a rooster, or a ball python?
The possum.
For you, a rooster.
Okay.
It's because I know how you are around the house, and you'd put up with it just like you tolerate Gomez. Mm-hmm. Shut up!
Rooster would terrorize you.
I know. All right, here's your question. What country is the original home of Bacardi rum? The original home of Bacardi rum.
Spain?
Cuba? I'll guess Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah. Cuba.
And now they're what, Puerto Rico?
I think so.
Man, you get rum in the Caribbean. It is so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's like, thing.
Oh, I know, man. You can drink it all day
this
long.
This is our thing, man.
I've never had a bad rum experience.
You ever get those cakes?
What's it, Tortuga?
I don't know.
And they have, like, the little rum cakes?
What, uh-huh. Like they just sell them, you're saying?
Yeah. Like, I think you could buy them online now, but it used to be you had to go to, like, the Caribbean to get them. They are delicious. Mm. This is a good moist.
Okay. A good moist. Good. When has there been a bad moist?
Plenty of times.
Use moist and don't describe dessert.
Yeah.
Describe anything that's not food.
And well, that's not a good moist.
Ooh, I like your sofa. It's so moist.
That was a moist fart you had.
Yeah, right, exactly. Disgusting. This room is moist and damp.
That'd be redundant.
Has anyone ever told you that before? All right, here is your question. This is kind of a trick question.
Okay.
Name one movie nominated for Best Documentary at this year's Oscars. Just one movie that's up for Best Documentary. These are the best documentaries of 2018. So good, you can't name one.
I mean, technically, the Freddie Mercury movie would be a documentary, but not really, because it's acting.
No.
It's not a documentary.
Yeah, right.
I have no idea.
I know you don't, so I'm going to let everyone know. Black Sheep, no idea what it's about.
It's Chris Farley.
Oh, it's Chris Farley, David Spade.
Endgame, any guesses what that's about?
No.
Endgame?
Something with the government.
All right, something with the government. Let's see, Lifeboat.
I don't know, but I hope somebody sank. And
Leonardo DiCaprio's story after he got booted off of it at the end of Titanic.
Oh.
His version, like, I didn't want to die. Hmm. Let's see, A Night at the Garden.
Hmm.
When a virgin lost her virginity.
I thought maybe it was about a fight at MSG.
And Carmelo Anthony.
And then one, it's called Period, End of Sentence.
Hmm. Got it.
It's like, period. Flo comes to town. All right. All right, here's your question. What do you get when you mix whiskey, sweet vermouth, and Angostura bitters? Get a party in your mouth.
margarita? I don't know.
Manhattan.
Don't order that margarita, Alex. They put whiskey in it. Just tell them no.
Let me get one of them bourbon margaritas.
Exactly.
Looks like a frozen slushy Coke. It's the 7-Up. 7-Eleven. All right, Kiev. Kiev is the capital of what country?
Russia?
Oh, close.
Ukraine.
Alex, the Ukraine.
Alex, yeah. You're not hanging with Abby, are you?
No.
Okay, are you sure?
Pretty sure.
No, are you sure?
I don't believe you.
Are you hanging with that? Are you hanging with Abby?
No.
Are you sure?
Sure.
I mean, we're not saying they're similar in any way.
You keep turning and talking to the person who sounds like Abby. You do realize that you're on the air doing that.
And then she's wrong.
Not Abby.
I mean, so you're just the proxy for her not knowing things. You realize that. Mm-hmm. She's making you look bad. You are not the idiot in this equation, but she's smart enough to be behind the curtain.
Is she there? Can we talk to her for a second?
She's not there.
Who is there?
That's my girlfriend.
What's her name?
Patty.
You have a girlfriend named Patty?
Is she 78 years old?
Is she, are you taking care of her or changing her adult diaper?
That is the name of the lady smoking a cigarette in the cafeteria giving you your food.
I would love another JT. Do you want meatballs? I made them myself. I press them with my armpits.
I don't know why they put fillers on these things. I just rip them off.
I like to shake the stubble off of my raisin, the marinara.
All right. But she sounds like a lovely gal.
I'm sure it's great sex.
All right, here is your question. The guy who founded Adidas was the younger brother of the guy who founded what other shoe company?
Puma.
Oh, my God.
But you noticed.
Oh, my God.
You didn't ask Patty's advice.
Jesus Christ, what's going on?
No, she didn't know that.
I know.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know. Patty. Old and dumb Patty. She's eating chili with her bare hands right now while he's there calling us.
All right.
Okay. Mush up the banana.
What are some of the names we have up there on the screen? Can we randomly pick one? What do we got?
Do you want a James, a Matthew, a JP, a Robert, a Michael, a Milo, or a Janelle?
I like JP.
Yeah, let's go JP.
I go JP.
All right. Okay. Hello, JP. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Good. JP, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober JP.
Damn. I have the balls beside the grapefruit.
Is that John Paul?
Yes, sir.
Okay, John Paul. Men's room poll. Pick a new pet to keep in your room. Will it be a ball python, rooster, tarantula, or possum?
I'd have to go with tarantula.
Okay, tarantula it is.
Why a tarantula?
I don't know. Don't chicks do like fuzzy things? They like beards, right?
So depends on how fuzzy it is. Well, it depends on the area and where the fuzz is coming from, buddy.
I like beards and tarantulas.
That's a keeper. All right, here is your question. The Vezina Trophy is an award given in what sport? Could be Vezina, V-E-Z-I-N-A.
I think I know what this is. Is it Vezina?
Might be Vezina. The Vezina Trophy.
I like Vezina.
I'm
going to
take Ted's word for it. But the Vezina Trophy.
Get yours Vezina.
Vezina.
It's like the Dazzle. I have no clue.
That is for the best goaltender in the NHL.
That is correct. Vezina? What is it?
Vezina.
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 I once had that as an extra credit question in a class I had, and it was the only thing I got right on that test.
I couldn't even say it right. I'm like, Vezina.
And it was in summer school.
Oh, damn. Man.
Yeah, got me the 10th grade. Got my grade 10, so.
Ted got 10th grade thanks to the Vezina.
The priest that ran the summer school class was a big hockey guy. He was Canadian.
Ah, okay.
And he was tiny. So once in a while, he showed up in his hockey pants and we would all laugh.
Wait. Then what did this question have to do with you getting to 10th grade?
It was the way I passed that test because I was failing the test. And then he, as a random, like, here, I was like, how about extra credit for us that are struggling? He's like, all right, this one.
All right.
And then I just know enough stupid sports where I knew it was hockey.
Damn. And that's how you move up in grades, kids.
Mm-hmm.
No random trivia. All right. We're going to go back to this year's Oscar Awards. This particular woman has been nominated for Best Actress for her role in the movie The Wife, known in some circles as Lady Folk. But this actress has been nominated 7 times without winning. That makes her the person with the most nominations without winning. Who is this person? Currently nominated for Best Actress in the role, The Wife. She's been nominated
7 times, never won.
Has not won, which means she has more nominations without a win than any other living actor. I'll give you a hint. She has a guy's name. Like, I'd hate to yell this woman's name in bed. I would just feel dirty, especially because I know a dude who has the same name. And they have the same hair.
I don't know.
Robin, you agree that these two people have the same hair even? Glenn Close.
Oh. She didn't win anything for Fatal Attraction, huh?
She was nominated, I believe.
That was why I wasn't thinking it was her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Glenn. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you have curly blonde hair. Like my actual buddy Glenn. It's just, I couldn't do it.
Come on over for rabbits, dude.
All right, here is your question. In the computer world, what does the abbreviation RAM stand for? R-A-M.
I don't know. Something about memory?
Yes. Random access memory. The only reason I knew that is because I'm old enough that they told you these things when computers were first being launched. This is RAM. It means random access memory.
RAM and RON, right?
ROM.
Yeah. Question 4, JP.
I don't remember.
What's that?
Question number 4. What place did Dante describe as having the words, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here," written over its doors? Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
What place did Dante, from Dante's Inferno, I believe, did he describe? What place did Dante describe as having the words, "Abandon hope, all ye who enter here," written over the doors? There's also She the Tramp stamp. Remember that? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Still went in, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's a bad place.
Dante's Inferno is about one place.
Yes. It's the place where Dante's Inferno is.
Like, where do you not want to go when you die?
There's circles of...
Satan lives there.
Hell.
Oh! Hell! How did you get that?
I don't know, man.
Good job, JP.
All right. Very good. What a segment.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-0. Let's get a brand new contestant right after the break. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
That's Jeff coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the taste of Alaska. A little moose bolognese on the way and some delicious beer from Alaskan Brewing Company. Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming right up after the game. Known as Big Dummy, 844-999. Hola, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Janelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, Janelle. Sober, not sober today.
Today.
All right, Janelle, welcome to the show. Janelle, men's room poll. You got to pick a new pet for your bedroom. Would you like a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum?
Tarantula
it is.
Now you must like beards.
We understand if you like the men's room on the Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the poll up there right now, Men's Room Live, that the rooster is winning.
Another odd choice, I think.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. From what country did the U.S. buy the Virgin Islands in 1916?
The U.S. bought the Virgin Islands from England?
The Dutch?
Yes, Denmark.
Okay.
No. Aren't Dutch people from Holland?
Crap.
The Dutch.
What do you call someone from Denmark?
Danish.
Danish.
A Dane. A real Dane he is.
Denmark's in. All right, which superhero's powers can be taken away by the color yellow? So the Gordon's fisherman in Big Bird just whip his ass.
I do not know. Wonder Woman?
I'm going to guess the Green Lantern just based on the color that he is the Green Lantern.
That is correct.
Okay.
Oh.
Don't come back to Sesame Street. Big Bird got something for your ass.
Then he'd be the lime-colored lantern.
I'm sure his girlfriend told him, it's more of a lime, Jesus Christ. Just call it green.
I got a thing going here, honey.
The lime lantern does not inspire fear.
A lime lantern sounds like a different character. I'm the lime lantern. it's me, the lime lantern.
All right, here's your question. The Black Hills, not my family. The Black Hills are home to what national monument?
Mount Rushmore.
All right.
And it's in South Dakota.
Yes, indeed. When you think black, you think South Dakota.
That's a negative, but I told you I was watching all those Sturgis shows.
So they always show it.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the ride.
All right. I've never seen it personally. You saw it one time, correct?
No, but everyone I know that has seen it. They're disappointed.
They
say just, it's smaller.
Right, correct.
I'm like, but the guy still carved faces in a mountain. I'm like, don't care.
Mm-hmm. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola.
Oh, let's talk to Robert. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Robert, you sober or not sober?
Team not sober.
All right, you're our first team not sober contestant of the day, Robert. Men's room poll. That's it. I'll pick a new pet to keep in your bedroom. There will be a ball python, a rooster, a tarantula, or a possum.
I think I'm going to go possum.
Possum it is.
Come out your 13 Shooting nipples cuddler. In your buck teeth, girl.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your question. What late disc jockey, as it were, was the voice of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo and the voice of Robin from Super Friends?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Give it a taste, Miles.
That'd be Casey Kasem. I'm Casey Kasem.
And Robin and Shaggy.
I'm now in a box in Canada. I don't know how I got here.
All right. Your question? Who was the first wrestler inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame?
First wrestler in the WWE Hall of Fame. Oh, man. The Big Show. I'll just throw him out there.
Hold on line there for a minute, Robert, all right? Might be either.
Yeah.
I don't know it's either, but whatever. Bruno Sammartino, based on him being the first big wrestler, mm-hmm. or Hulk Hogan, just based on the fact that he was the most popular of all time.
It's nice that both of your guesses are wrong.
Damn it. More A Big Dummy coming up in seconds.
Hola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.